Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we will complete this message I've been sharing, the thoughts I've been sharing this week on the power and authority of the believer. And I'd like to read just a few of those familiar verses found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. And this refers to Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. And this follows immediately after Jesus is baptized. In chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward was and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Okay, the second, that was referring to his physical needs, and he triumphed through the word of God. "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee." You see, the devil knows scripture too. "And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 7, Jesus saith unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt or test the Lord thy God. And finally, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, All these things will I give thee. Why? He had the ability to do that, because a man had lost his authority. He had basically turned it over to Satan. And he said, All these things I'll give you. I have the right to give you all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. If thou wilt fall down and worship me, then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And it says, Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Other gospels say for a time, and that we know is certainly true. So Satan did everything he could, in fact, his entire ministry, using those who were hard-hearted, those who were legalists. How he spoke to the Pharisees, the lawyers, and the Sadducees, "You are of your father, the devil." I mean, goodness sakes. he was speaking truth, because they would not receive the words of the very Son of God who came to fulfill every word that was spoken through the law and the prophets. And of course, the devil's aim, that's what he's always wanted. And listen, this is his end time game plan. Yep. The Antichrist, the beast is going to give him power, and he will indeed attempt to get the entire world to worship him. That's always been his desire. That he said, "I will arise above the throne of Most High. I will be like the Most High." And of course, that didn't succeed. He took a third of the angels with him, but that was his objective, to get Jesus to bow down and worship him. And of course, he still has many followers today. There are those who, in the occult, who really truly worship Satan. Why? Because he can give them power. Don't think the devil doesn't have power. He absolutely does. He lost his authority. However, the power and authority that Jesus gave us, those of you who were here with me all week, I read the definition. There is a difference between power and authority. He gave both to his disciples. The devil lost his authority. And I mean, when Jesus, he completed the work with his death and suffering. The Father was well pleased with him throughout his life. And When he, Jesus, died, he defeated Satan's purposes to obtain a claim on him, but also, listen to this, it canceled all of Satan's claim upon the earth, the kingdoms of the world, as well as all of the human race. Jesus stated in Matthew 28:18, all power, all authority basically, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then Jesus turned around and said in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, or demons basically, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And when we would meditate upon this kind of power that he had given to us, and why it was so important, he said, go to Jerusalem, tarry. You see, they had the authority when they were born again, as I shared in previous broadcasts, when Jesus breathed upon him, his disciples, when he walked through the door, they were gathered together behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. He said, receive you the Holy Spirit. It didn't end there. He said, he gave them authority. That's what we have as a believer in Christ. And then he said, tarry in Jerusalem. Why? I'm going to send you power to become my witnesses, the power, the promise of the Father, the promised Holy Spirit. You shall be endued with power from on high. That's why we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence and speaking in tongues. That pattern never changed through the book of Acts. We see in the Gospel, remember when Cornelius, the Gentile, the Holy Spirit fell upon them that were gathered, they spoke in tongues. Acts, the 19th chapter, Paul asked the Ephesian believers, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Well, of course, they had the Holy Spirit in them. He was talking about the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And so, if we have these treasures within us, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so when we speak the word of God, we have the power and we have the authority that Jesus has given to us. But if this is so, if the devil's legal right has been canceled, why does it seem like he's having his way with almost everything in the world? If he's destroyed, disarmed, if all of his claims against the believer have been canceled, why then does it seem to be so? The answer is, legally, Calvary was Satan's complete defeat, not just spiritually, but also legally. And the fact that Satan seems to be having his way in the world is no reflection upon the genuineness of Christ's victory over Satan at the cross. And unfortunately, Satan has succeeded in keeping God's people in the dark about what happened to him at the cross. And unfortunately, many don't preach about what Jesus truly accomplished, that we have that authority that he gave to his disciples. It never passed away. Until we come into the unity of the faith, until the knowledge of the Son of God, we have not come into the unity of the faith. He has given us the gifts of the Spirit. Paul talks at length about that in Corinthians. He's given us, importantly too, the fruit of the Spirit, that we should have the character and seek to nurture the very character of Jesus, which of course is the fruit of the Spirit. And so, how do we enter into this? By prayer. And beloved, the time you spend in prayer is never wasted. And of course, sometimes that's when we're hindered as much as possible when we pray. Oh, you're unworthy. Oh, he brings up your past. Beloved, if you've accepted Jesus, that's under the blood. We need to get this in our minds. Just as Jesus did, he spoke and the enemy fled from him. Picture the devil fleeing before you in terror. Jesus told Satan in Matthew 16:23, get thee behind me, Satan. He didn't want to look at him. Matthew 4:10 declares, Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. And beloved, Satan flees from us because of the power of the name of Jesus, which is ours through salvation, through prayer, through the name of Jesus, and through that authority and power he has given to us. And so, beloved, as we bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to spend a little time ministering to you in prayer. And if you are not walking in the victory that the Lord has already provided for us, he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. But sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm just, you know, I don't know the word that much. He'll make you feel you're unworthy, or he'll continually point out your failings. But beloved, through the blood of Jesus, you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, beloved. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the precious word of God. And Lord, we know, Lord, we can hardly fully comprehend the greatness of the sacrifice of Jesus and the tremendous victory he wrought at the cross. And it was sealed with his resurrection. He's alive forevermore. He has the keys of death and hell. Father, we thank you for the victory of Jesus. And Father, I pray now for every listener. Father, we've known this message. We've understood it. We've rejoiced in it. But Father, give us greater and greater ability through full understanding and comprehension. Let us understand that victory that has been given to us. Help us to comprehend the authority we have and the power, the delegated authority that has been given to us, that power that has been given to us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will do these works. And so, Father, we thank you right now. Father, I take authority over every work of the enemy that has come against your beloved. And I thank you, Lord, that I rebuke the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt and unbelief, and I release the faith of God according to your word, Lord, that we shall be as victorious as Jesus was, because he quoted the word of God. The victory he had was as the Son of Man. He frequently referred to himself as that. And Father, we thank you for the victory of the perfect one, the perfect Son of Man, the perfect Son of God, who achieved the victory for us, that we can now overcome through his name and be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Praise God. I love you, beloved, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.